Well, improvisatory, sort of experimental jazz, I think probably to the untrained ear, it's something that sounds so freeform. It's like there really is no beat, there's no meter. So how is the communication between musicians within that kind of a large ensemble? Because you do, if you're an audience member at least, you have that sense of where is this all going? What is happening? And yet you still come together for these certain choruses that may occur within a song, and you all end obviously at the same time. How is that communication made possible?
Well, you know, obviously it's from studying a lot, listening to the greats a lot, and learning the inner workings of jazz, you know, how you can improvise within a structure and open it up and do a million things within that framework. So that's what a lot of people don't understand. A lot of people think that you're just getting together and, okay, let's see what happens. And, you know, sometimes it is like that. If you want to do that, you can do that. But you usually have a framework to begin with. And the most common framework are jazz standards, tunes that have been played so many times through the years in musicals and movies that they have become standard. That's how you start learning how to improvise. You have a structure with chord changes and melody, and then you start breaking it up into improvisational adventures. Guidance is very important. Obviously, I went to Berklee College of Music, and I learned a lot about it. And then playing with people that were better than me, that kicked my butt in many, many, many different ways, was incredibly helpful as well. You know, it's fascinating when you are in a band and you're improvising, and it's like, you know, it's addictive when you get to that moment when you really feel like you're creating something in the spot that is bigger than all of us. You know, it's something that we can't really comprehend how that happened. Because, you know, I can do something on my own, and, you know, it could be cool, but if you put four or five people together improvising at the same time that are really listening to each other and reacting to each other, something really amazing can be created on the spot. And you feel the energy as a musician, and then the audience usually feels that spark as well, and that's why it's so cool to see that being done live. It's like going to see, you know, a basketball game and seeing the players improvising these incredible plays, and people that are at the top of their game. When you go and see, you know, a Kid Jarrett or a Chick Corea or a Pat Metheny, is like going to see Michael Jordan, you know, and to witness that live is very interesting.